Cuomo says $26 billion will be spent in public-private partnerships on 100 projects, including new solar energy farms in Saratoga, Cortland, Livingston, and Lewis counties, and the building of two major offshore wind farms with 90 turbines each off of Long Island.
They'll be located more than 20 miles off Jones Beach and located more than 60 miles off Montauk Point, respectively. Don't worry, neither will be visible from the shore. They will provide about 2,500 megawatts. This is the largest production of renewable energy by any state in the United States history.
In addition, the Port of Albany will become a center for manufacturing the wind towers to be used at the offshore sites, and existing facilities in Brooklyn will be beefed up. To move all of that power around, Cuomo says he's opening a competitive bidding process for three projects involving hundreds of miles of new or strengthened transmission lines. They include two along the entire length of eastern New York that would bring Canadian hydropower through the North Country, the Capital Region, and the Hudson Valley to New York City, where the demand for energy is greatest. A third would run the length of the Hudson Valley, and 26 miles would be added in western New York to distribute power more efficiently from the hydropower dam in Niagara Falls.
All of these projects will break the congestion, open the grid, and all of these projects will break ground this year.
It's the second time in his decade as governor that Cuomo has proposed major green energy projects. His first attempt, a solar panel factory at a former steel plant in Lackawanna in western New York, known as the Buffalo Billion, did not work out as planned. A state controller's report in August found that the project is yet to produce the hundreds of jobs initially promised, and that Empire State Development, in charge of the project, managed it poorly. Scandals related to the Buffalo Billion resulted in prison sentences for several involved, including the governor's former closest aide and the former head of SUNY Polytechnic Institute, as well as a Buffalo area developer. Environmental groups praise the new initiatives. In a statement, NYPERG's Liz Moran says the governor is right that global warming poses an existential threat, but she urges Cuomo to go further and eliminate tax subsidies for the fossil fuel industry. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.